so weight just did, and I walked.
This is Nora Rawlinson of Early Word. Welcome to First Flights, the Penguin Debut Author Program, a unique opportunity for librarians to get to know the authors of major new titles coming out in the next few months. If you haven't already, you can join First Flights by signing up on earlyword.com. You'll receive advanced copies of forthcoming debut novels and get the opportunity to join a live online chat with each author. Joining us by phone today is M.D. Waters, or Misty, author of Archetype, her first novel coming from Penguin's Dutton imprint in February. Welcome, Misty.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, why do you use M.D. rather than the lovely name of Misty?
Well, that was my agent Jennifer Welts' idea, and I just kind of went with it. So.
And what does D stand for?
Dawn.
Dawn. Misty Dawn. Oh, boy. I suspect very romantic parents.
Not so much. Not really.
Your book, Archetype, I find very difficult to describe without injecting spoilers. Your protagonist, Emma, wakes up in a hospital with absolutely no memory. The reader then journeys with her as she tries to unwind what happened to her. She has this impossibly handsome, impossibly romantic husband who is trying to bring her memory back to her, but she has these strange dreams that make her think that things are not exactly what they seem. How do you describe it without coming up with spoilers?
Pretty much like that. You know, I say that she just wakes up with no memory of her past. She's had an accident no one will explain to her, and she just has to sort of take it day by day and collect all of these clues from what she's told and try to piece them together.
Dreams are obviously a really important part of the book. She constantly has these dreams, and it's fun for the reader to try to sort out, you know, what's reality and what's in the dreams. Dreams seem to be important to you as well. In fact, I've read that this book came to you in a dream.
Well, a very, very long time ago, I used to, before I even decided I was going to write books, I used to tell myself stories to help myself sleep, to slow my brain down. So I had this sort of episodic tale, very soap opera-esque in the way that it was told, and just kind of like forgot about it. And then in 2011, I woke up in September at like 1 a.m. with Emma's voice in my head, and she literally gave me the pitch that's in the book cover now that was my beginning, and I eventually took it out and used it as the blurb. So
did you know instantly this is going to be a book?
Yes, I ran downstairs and I wrote for about an hour.
Wow.
On it before my husband came down and asked me what the heck I was doing.
had you written before?
Yes, I had attempted to write like 8 novels before.
So it shouldn't have been too much of a shock to him.
No, it shouldn't have been, but they always are a shock when he finds me on the computer at 2 a.m.
So what was it about this one that, I mean, it sounds like you abandoned 8 other books. Did you try to get those sold?
I did try early on to get a few of them sold, yes, but they never went anywhere. So I had been writing one in particular that I dropped right at the very end. I just couldn't get Emma's voice out of my head, so I dropped that one book and haven't picked it up since. But yeah, her voice was very strong. I couldn't get it out of my head. She had this story that just had to be told, and I had to listen to her. I couldn't think of anything else.
Amazing. Tell me why the title Archetype?
The title Archetype came because the title that I came up with was sort of telling. It gave away the big reveal. So Kathy Yardley actually gave me the title suggestion.
Who is Kathy Yardley?
Kathy Yardley helped me with my submission package when I was getting ready to present to agents. And she does this rockier writing com. You know, she's got books where she helps with the queries, and she helped me come up with a new title.
So how did you discover Kathy?
I discovered Kathy because I was a frequent visitor to SavvyAuthors.com, and she was holding a submission package class.
And then from Kathy, how did you go through the whole process of submitting the book?
She helped me put together the query and the synopsis, and then from there, the class was over. She had read the first 50 pages, told me they were good, and then I started querying, and I think I started in May of 2012.
It was fairly soon after that that you got the book deal, right?
Yeah, I signed with Jennifer, I think, in October of 2012, and then we had contacts in the beginning of December, I think it was.
And you were doing a query, so you didn't have a full manuscript at that point?
No, I definitely had the full manuscript.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I started it in November of 2011, wrote it in 5 weeks, cleaned it up, and had it ready, and everything was ready to go by May.
Wow, that's fast. I understand that there is already a sequel in the works. In fact, I understand that it's coming out in July. So was it a package of the first book and the second book, or did you have one long book that you then decided, let's divide this up into two?
I just had the one, and I actually had written the book with a final ending, but when Jennifer picked me up, we decided to leave it with a cliffhanger, and she gave me a couple of ideas to do for a second book, and then we sold it as a two-book deal.
Amazing. So let's get back to the book. Some people describe it as futuristic suspense, which I think is a fun blend of genres. I have to say that I enjoy the futuristic aspects of them, but I kind of felt like you were somewhat playing with them, that really your whole interest was the suspense side and the character side, and the futuristic side was something you kind of threw in as a way of telling Emma's story.
Yeah, it definitely just kind of, I felt my way through that story, and it just felt like it needed to be in the future. I needed to have some really great techie type things because I'm such a huge techie person. I love futuristic movies. So, you know, and I think that with the reveal, I think it was important that it had to be in the future in the end. So
you mentioned that technology is really important to you, and I noticed that you use social media quite a bit. You already have done a blog tour for the book. I'm interested in how you see social media as a way for authors to promote their books.
I find that I discover more books to read through social media, through everyone sort of blasting it on Twitter or on Facebook. You know, I just read this great book and you have to check it out. And I don't know that it's necessarily somebody promoting their own book, but it's the readers who just find something so fantastic. So I'm hoping that I'll have the same thing happen, that I'll have those readers who just can't not talk about it.
So we look forward to your book coming out. It's coming out in February. And as I said, the sequel prototype is coming out in July. And we look forward to our live online chat with you on Wednesday, November 13th from 4 to 5 p.m. Thanks for joining us. If you're not a member of Penguin First Life's program, you can sign up on earlyword.com. And please come back for our live chat with Misty Waters on Wednesday, November 13th from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern.